I'd like to just share a few thoughts with you this evening, and then I'm going to give away thoughts on our Christian duty of encouragement. In the book of Romans, chapter 15, starting in verse 1, we read, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me." Encouragement is something that, and I may just be, my thoughts may just be for me tonight, so if you don't need this, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. Maybe you'll need it down the road. But encouragement is something that we're called to do as Christians. It doesn't cost us a thing in the world, but yet sometimes we're very stingy with it. Or we give it to those that don't really need it. In other words, if somebody, when things are going great, or somebody's being very successful in whatever endeavor they're taking on, we'll pour the encouragement and praise onto that individual. But that's not what the type of encouragement that's being taught here in Romans chapter 15. If you notice, it says the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Build those up that are weak, the strong bearing the infirmities of those that are weak. And in verse 3, Christ is given as our example. "For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me." Now, certainly that verse is not saying that Christ was not pleased to do that which he came to do. He came down from heaven to do the will of his Father. And it pleased him to do that. But the shame, the pain that Christ endured on the cross, certainly there was nothing pleasurable in that experience for him. But that was our example of he that was strong bearing the infirmities of those that were weak. He bore on that cross what we could not bear ourselves. He paid our sin debt. He bore the infirmities of those that were too weak to pay that sin debt that we rightfully owed. But yet, he bore our infirmities, the strong bearing the infirmities of the weak. And that's the question I'd like to pose to you tonight, as far as encouragement goes. Are you guilty, as I am, of being stingy with encouragement, or only pouring praise out to those that are doing well? You know, if we have a brother or sister that's taken in a fault, you know, maybe their marriage is falling apart, maybe their life is in shambles, maybe they're in financial ruin, do we encourage those brothers and sisters in those situations? Or do we talk about it behind their back, whisper, you know, behind their back, or shun them, or just try to stay away from them because it kind of feels awkward, we're not really sure what to say? That's neglecting our Christian duty when we act in that manner. It goes on in verse 4, and it says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." When we encourage one another the way we ought to, the way it's taught in Scriptures, it's going to be glorifying to God. It's going to build up the church. It's going to build up the body of Christ. And in so doing, it's going to glorify God. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23, we find that a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? And down in verse 29, it says, verse 30, it says, "The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat." You know, just as I said earlier, a word of encouragement doesn't cost a thing. But what value can you place on it? It says right there in verse 30, The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Now, if there's anybody here that's worried about watching their weight, that's not saying that encouragement is going to make you fat. What that's saying is it's going to lead to emotional prosperity, a lightness of heart. What value can you place on that? What price tag would you put on that? If you helped a brother or sister that was struggling, maybe having a day they just didn't know if they could go on any further, but you said a word fitly spoken that helped them find the courage and the strength to press on, what price do you put on that? I'd like to read you a quote in closing from William Barclay, and I'm not sure who William Barclay is. This is just in one of the book of illustrations that I bought, a Chuck Swindoll book. But this quotation goes like this: "One of the highest of human duties is the duty of encouragement. It is easy to laugh at men's ideals. It is easy to pour cold water on their enthusiasm. It is easy to discourage others. The world is full of discouragers. We have a Christian duty to encourage one another. Many a time a word of praise or thanks or appreciation or cheer has kept a man on his feet. Blessed is the man that speaks such a word." I thank God for the encouragers that we have amongst us. I thank God for those people. There's some here tonight that have spoken words of encouragement to me at times, and I tell you, you just can't put a value on it. And if you don't have that gift of encouragement, or if maybe if your gift of encouragement is lacking, go to the Lord and ask for that. You know, that's an unselfish prayer to ask for the gift of encouragement. But it can yield so much good and so much glory to God. I thank you for your kind attention, and I just wanted to let y'all know that y'all have been an encouragement to me. There's a lot of Sunday nights when I think about y'all out here meeting, but I've got my excuses. You know, I got to go to work early the next morning, or I need to be studying, or whatever the case is. I couldn't get any of those excuses to hold up tonight, so I thought, well, I'll go out and try to worship and praise and maybe give some encouragement to you. Sometimes just our presence is encouragement to those in the church body. There are several of you that are very faithful to be with us at Pleasant Plains, and I appreciate the encouraging example so many of you have been. Thank you.